This is the State of Things from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. The statue is down, but the saga continues. Confederate statue Silent Sam was toppled last week and remains at an undisclosed location while the University of North Carolina decides what to do with it. The university's Board of Governors met yesterday to determine Silent Sam's final resting place. WNC education reporter Lisa Phillip attended the meeting. She says there's nothing final about it. Lisa, welcome to the State of Things.
Thanks for having me.
So set the scene for us. This is a much-anticipated meeting. Board of Governors is going to meet. The Board of Trustees meets the same day. What's going to happen to Silent Sam? What happened at that meeting?
So there was a lot of hurrying up and waiting for reporters. The Board of Trustees opened up and had about 15 minutes in open session and then proceeded to meet for about four more hours behind closed doors. And it's obviously, to most of us, they were discussing Silent Sam. So there was just a lot of speculation about what was happening. And then in the meantime, the Board of Governors proceeded to go into closed doors about a mile away from where we were. And, they come out with this resolution determining that they will pass the buck to the Board of Trustees.
All right, so tell us about that. What does that resolution say?
Yeah, so it says that the Board of Trustees has to come up with a plan that ensures its, I believe, lasting and lawful place for the statue by November 15th. And they will have to present that plan to the Board of Governors by mid-November.
Now, it's interesting because they could have said, put the statue back on the pedestal. They didn't say that.
Yeah, I think that was surprising for some folks because some of the members of the Board of Governors have come out saying such strong things, most notably Tom Goolsbee in his YouTube statement. He came out saying the statue should be returned within 90 days pursuant with state law that is meant to protect public monuments. So it was somewhat surprising, especially given the nature of this current Board of Governors. It's kind of been criticized in the past few months for micromanaging campuses, individual campuses, where Board of Trustees have traditionally had more power.
Right. And the Board of Governors, there was only one dissenting vote for this proposal. So that's interesting, too, in terms of the question of whether it should go back on the pedestal. You can read tea leaves about this, but the fact that the Board of Governors couldn't say do that and left it to now the Board of Trustees and Carol Fold suggests that it might not go back there, but it's going to be somewhere. So what does Carol Fold say about all this?
Yeah, yeah. So she basically, there wasn't much specificity to what she said, but she did say locations could include locations on campus. And I think we have a clip of her talking at yesterday's press conference.
Here's what she said.
We will look at all options, including one that features a location on campus to display the monument in a place of prominence, honor, visibility, availability, and access where we can ensure public safety, ensure the monument's preservation and place in the history of UNC and the nation.
All right, UNC Chapel Hill Chancellor Carol Fold speaking at yesterday's press conference following the Board of Trustees meeting. So it's going to go somewhere. She got to November 15th to decide where and how it will be displayed. Did any talk about the process? Are they going to bring people in a public discussion about where it should go, all behind closed doors? Do we know how it's going to, that decision?
Not so much. I think we were hoping for some more details yesterday, but there really wasn't an indication of what the process will look like, whether that will include some sort of public comment session or bringing in stakeholders. I think a lot remains to be seen about how that process will look like in the next couple months.
Yeah, fascinating. If the stakeholders aren't, if it all happens behind closed doors, then there's suddenly an announcement. You can imagine one faction or the other is not going to be happy.
Right.
Quite an explosion November 15th, unless you bring in stakeholders, but we don't know.
We don't know if that's what it's going to look like.
WUNC education reporter Lisa Phillip. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks for having me, Frank.